There's privacy in rural life, where neighbors may be miles away or families live in secluded clusters along single-lane roads. But in remote settings, privacy may conceal danger. One woman, we'll call her C to protect her identity, lives in rural Pennsylvania. She spent years coping with her husband's extreme jealousy, stranglehold on personal interactions, and constant emotional abuse. C, a mother of four, tried to break away.
I left him several times. And every time, usually I ended up going back. He would threaten my family. He would just anything he could think of. And it always worked.
Domestic violence is about power and control. On average, a victim tries to leave her partner seven times. But it's when a victim attempts to separate from a batterer that she's most at risk. It was during one of those attempts that C was ambushed by her estranged husband. She was in hiding, living in an apartment she'd found with the help of a shelter. It took her husband a single day of walking the roads, one by one, to spot her car and where she was staying. With a gun in his waistband and his hand clamped around her wrist, he drove her to their home in a borough of a few hundred residents in Clearfield County. On the way, C's husband told her his plan.
He outlined what he was going to do to my child, my oldest son, Andy. He would cut him into pieces, unrecognizable pieces. He was going to shoot everyone in my family, and as he went, he was going to burn their houses.
C says she knew law enforcement might not be able to stop him. Response time can be excruciatingly slow in rural communities. State police are tasked with patrolling more than half of the state's nearly 2,600 municipalities, most of them in rural areas. With so many miles to cover, it can take emergency services 30 to 45 minutes to reach the scene of a crime.
There was no houses around us, and the houses that were around us within, I would say, an easy 3-mile range were either his family members or his family members' friends.
When they got to their house, C's husband raped her and made her beg him to spare her life. Then he let her go.
The night that the assault occurred, that's why he took me there, because there's no one. You know, if you take off running, you've got farm fields.
In many rural communities, there's no public transportation. If the abuser holds the keys to the family car, walking out the door isn't an option. If a victim does escape to a shelter, it's an open question as to where she'll go next.
There is no housing right now in Indiana County.
Lou Ann Williams is the executive director of the Alice Paul House, the only women's shelter in a county where newfound prosperity is contributing to a housing shortage.
We do have a number of individuals here related to the Marsalis shale drilling. So if individuals do come for shelter, it's difficult to find a place to go. As demand for housing has increased, so has pricing.
The Alice Paul House offers residence to victims for 30 days. The nondescript building is located at an undisclosed address and has a communal kitchen, a living room, and four bedrooms. There are no exterior windows. Skylights let in the sun, and children can play in a fully enclosed playground. It affords victims a measure of safety as they try and figure out their next step. Williams says this kind of privacy is not usually an option for individuals in rural areas who seek assistance from state and local agencies.
In the city, if you go to get service, you're probably going to go into a building where you don't know anybody. And there's some safety in anonymity. In a rural area, you could walk in and see somebody that used to babysit for you. You could walk in and see your neighbor. So you're not keeping a secret. You're putting it out there.
Rural communities embody a strange contradiction: the visibility that comes with living in small towns and the privacy of isolation. University of California at Davis law professor Lisa Pruitt studies rural culture and calls it the paradox of rural privacy.
Do you have more of it, or do you have less of it? I think you have less informational privacy, so it's harder to keep private things like the fact that you call the police or something like that, but you may have more effective physical privacy in terms of people being aware of what's going on in your home or on your ranch or in your barn, simply because space shields people living in those circumstances from prying eyes.
In Indiana County, if someone seeks a petition for protection from abuse, there's a strong likelihood Judge Carol Hanna will hear the case. Hanna says for an order to be effective, it has to address a victim's needs on a number of fronts.
It has to deal with as much as is important in a victim's life as possible. So it has to secure their housing, their transportation, arrangement for child custody and visitation, financial support, and securing weapons.
The ability of a judge to remove firearms and ammunition could be critical. A 2005 report by the U.S. Department of Justice shows that 18% of homicides in rural areas involved an intimate partner, compared to 6% in large cities. Guns are common in rural areas, and Hannah says her jurisdiction is no exception.
In our county, I'd say more than half of the cases, the batterer owns or possesses firearms, and in a substantial portion of those cases, there's either been a threat to use that firearm or the firearm has been attempted to have been used in some way. If the firearm is used successfully, you won't be filing a petition for protection from abuse.
C's family convinced her to go to the police with her story. Eventually, her husband was convicted of a felony and two misdemeanors. He spent 6 months in prison and is currently out on parole. C says she now has more good days than bad, but she still looks over her shoulder and says she doesn't know how to divorce her husband without cluing him into where she lives and works. Judge Hannah says there are many myths surrounding domestic violence.
And one of which that you hear often is, why doesn't the victim just leave? It's just not that simple.
And in rural areas, leaving a relationship is further complicated by space. Where there's lots of room, there's often nowhere to go. For WESA News, I'm Larkin Page Jacobs.